It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Thursday Brew Ha Ha, brought to you by the Beverage People and, of course, Hop Monk. It's the Hop Monk Drive Brew Ha Ha. Mark Carpenter, as always, here.
And how you doing?
And her Linda is back from Europe.
Yes.
And I can't wait to hear you talk about the coronavirus stuff. It was apparently a tough trip.
It was a bit of an ordeal getting back, but I'll tell you all about it.
All right, we'll talk about it. Seismic Brewery is here. Andy Hooper.
Hey there.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, you got to be. Seismic rocks.
Seismic rocks.
Here are some great beers.
Literally.
Hey, thank you.
Karen Bianchi's here from the Cheese Festival.
Yes, and we have Valley Forge Cheese Company.
And Mike, her microphone isn't on. It is now.
Hi. Thank you for having me. So, yeah, I'm actually here talking about the Artisan Cheese Festival coming up, but we also have Valley Forge Cheese and Creamery.
Oh,
so I brought all our cheeses in for you.
Yeah.
My favorite beer cheeses.
I love these cheeses. We're going to do some cheese beer tasting. The Artisan Cheese Festival, let's start there. When's it coming up, Karen, and explain the whole thing.
So the Artisan Cheese Festival is held 3 days in March. It'll be the 27th, 28th, and the 29th. And it's an educational experience for all those cheese and beer and wine and food enthusiasts. And on Friday,
there are a few in Sonoma.
There's just a few. The greatest place to have all those under one county. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, right.
So on Friday, there is many tours available. Some have sold out, so you'd have to check online, artisancheesefestival.com. And you get to get up close and personal with the producers, cheesemakers, breweries, hosting lunches.
This has become a huge deal.
It's become a huge deal.
How many years?
I think we're, oh boy, you're testing me now.
I think it's about 13 years now.
It might be hitting in the 15. I should have checked that.
And explain to everyone where to go and what to do here.
It has changed. Last year it was, it has grown in size. So it started real small from the Sheraton and over years has just...
In Petaluma.
In Petaluma. So this year, the tours, like I said, happen on Friday. And then on Saturday, there are seminars and at the Flamingo. And tours also being held that day. So you'd really have to go online and check the schedule because there's so many things happening. And then Saturday night is the Bites and Booze.
It is so fun.
Yes, it is. It'll be held at a hangar up at the airport. And it is Seismic's going to be there. We are paired with a chef and a cheesemonger, so we'll be there.
Any event that has to be held in an airplane hangar
is always good.
It was incredible.
It was good in my book. Yeah.
What chef are you paired with?
I guess I can say Chef John Ash.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've heard of him.
Yeah. So it's kind of an honor to be paired with him. And then, of course, Sunday is going to be the big marketplace. And it starts off with the Bubbles and brunch. And I believe
that's at the hangar or
no,
Flamingo?
Now that will be back at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
At the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I got to make sure that I am, because Sundays.
Well, where can they go to see the schedule?
They definitely have to go to theartisancheesefestival.com because. Okay. Like I said, there's lunches, things are happening
there's
for those
tours,
3 days.
Farm tours, cheese tours.
And then the finale is the marketplace. And they start with the
all
brunch.
All these different locations, which is amazing.
So the marketplace will be at the Grace Pavilion at the fairgrounds.
Wow.
And that's the big tasting. You can buy cheese. You can taste beers and ciders and wine.
Oh, yeah. And there is...
We figured that out, Linda.
And anything that accompanies that. Anything that accompanies that. So from honey purveyor, anybody that is in the business that we're all in, will be there showcasing their products.
Okay, and again, the dates?
The 27th, 28th, and 29th of March. So check out artisancheesefestival.com.
We'll be talking more about that with Clark Wolf soon, who's a major player in all this. Andy Hooper, Seismic.
Hey there.
Every time you're around, I ask you to give us the seismic history.
Oh, the seismic history. Yeah, absolutely. First kegs went to sail summer of 2017. So we got a few years under our belt now. We also recently have opened our tap room last summer in Sebastopol. So we have a direct avenue now to tell our stories, sell our beers, talk about things, and throw the occasional party.
Tell everyone where in Sebastopol.
In the Barlow. It's the 6700 Sebastopol Avenue. So it's the first building you come across as you drive into the Barlow from Highway 12.
I knew that, but I wanted to make sure everyone else knew.
I mean, it's really perfectly poised in terms of business to be the lowest flood element in the entire bar. But we won't open that can of worms tonight.
No, we don't. all right. What are we tasting here when it comes to seismic beers?
Well, the seismic beers that we bought are numerous. It's everything that we can and a couple things we don't can. And if I'm being honest, we had some beer in the backstage, I'll call it, because I want to sound cool. In the green room, yeah, there you go. And we had some cheese, and we have a rough pairing put together, but I like to wing it. So the first thing we've just opened is Shattercone IPA.
Shattercone.
Yeah, Shattercone.
And the name comes from?
Someone's creativity.
Yeah. Someone drinking a lot of beer.
Yeah, well, so a shattercone is when, like, a meteor hits the ground, like a slate or shale rock, and then if you were to look at a cross-section of where that meteor hit, it would look kind of like a cone that's been shattered in the ground. So
that's where Superman came down to Earth.
Precisely. Yeah. I learned that in college. It's another one of our names that somehow relates to earthquakes or geography or whatever. And, don't hold me accountable for most of them because I don't want that evil put on me. But, this beer is cool. It features a few hops that are, at least at the time that it was developed, kind of underutilized, I think. Representing hops from Idaho and from Washington and from Germany.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's delicious.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the cheese that goes with it.
We'll get into that in a moment.
Okay. Hang on.
Don't rush me.
So good.
So normally hoppy fruit forward beers you put with a cheese that has a little bit of like robust kind of salty backbone and everything, and so we do this pairing at our tap room as well, and this is the Reserve. I'm going to let Karen get into the details of it, but really a nice play against this bitter background of the beer. It's also fruity. And they just play off each other really nicely. No one or the other dominates. So very, very nice pairing.
It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha brought to you by the Beverage People. And now here to talk about how amazing the Beverage People are all our guests. We'll begin with her, Linda.
We love the Beverage People. They're just right down the street from my house, and I can do everything there from taking a cheese class to learning how to make beer and cider. They have all the equipment. Nice. They have the books. They have, homebrew clubs. And I'm sure, Andy, have you ever had to pop into the Beverage People?
Yeah, a couple of spirit barrels. I can't tell you exactly what I did with them, but great place.
Oh, they're amazing. Since 1980, the fermentation headquarters of Sonoma County. But it's not just beer, wine. They'll teach you how to cure olives, make mead.
Cheese.
And when it comes to cheese, Karen, you must know a lot about the Beverage People.
Oh, they've saved me many times, too.
Really?
they have saved me numerous times with the cultures, because they do have a variety of everything there. So great people.
Yeah, and they'll teach you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm. It's a great place to get gifts also as well. You get brewing kits, everything from small ones to big ones. You can pick out all the kinds of malts, and they'll help you with that. You can smell them and taste them, but they'll also ship to people as well.
They are truly amazing, and we're so lucky to have them here since 1980 in Sonoma County. They're on Piner Road. Go to thebeveragepeople.com, a proud sponsor of the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Mark Carpenter.
How are you doing?
What's new, dude?
Well, not too much. You know, life goes on. I ride the horses. I come up here on Thursdays. It's always good to see you. It's great to be here with Seismic. They're just fabulous beers, you know.
Thank you.
Can't say enough about them.
Andy, really. What else you got here?
Oh, that beer schnapps you're trying to hand me right now? That's nothing to do with me. But
this is beer schnapps,
by the way.
Yeah, it's a beer liqueur from Switzerland that I brought because I knew that these guys would be interested in it.
I want to take credit for it.
But yeah. I mean, do you think it's
how do they make this and why do they make it?
I'll let these two speculate on that.
All right.
Mark, do you want to go first?
Andy?
Well, we were talking about it earlier. We were trying to decide one way you can take a beer and get it very high in alcohol is to freeze it. And the water freezes off first, and so then the alcohol stays in the product. But after tasting it, I think they actually distilled it. And
it does taste distilled.
Yeah, it's only 50 proof. So I think they've added beer back in or other things to cut it to the 50 proof.
But, yeah, pour me another shot. Yeah. This is really good, Herlinda.
Yes, my suitcases are very heavy when I come back, so I personally carried that back, as well as these other beers that I brought from Switzerland and the Italian place that I was at, the Union Bidet. Huge trade show. These guys were just talking about equipment that they use for, like, canning and stuff that is Italian-made.
Yep.
And all of those companies, like Della Toffola and stuff, were all there showing their, you know, canning equipment and distilling equipment and everything there in Italy. Great show.
The man with the greatest hair in Sonoma County, Anthony, is here.
Well,
Anthony, grab a mic. Explain again. It's been a while since we've seen you. What do you do besides grow your hair?
And your role has changed over at Seismic too a little bit.
Yeah, I started.
You're at Seismic.
At Seismic, of course. I started there back in 2017. As a sales guy, 2016 as a sales guy, and now I'm the events guy, you know, resident food kind of beer dinner guy, just guy with the hair.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike wrote, Anthony, hair guy.
Yep, exactly.
Accurate.
And we're here to talk cheese, so Artisan Cheese Festival is one of my favorite events of the year, so I'm really excited to be here talking with Andy and Steve and all of you guys.
All right, about this. Karen Biaki's here from the Artisan Cheese Festival coming up later in March at many locations here in the county. Explain who and what you have brought, Karen.
So this is I am one of many cheesemakers in Sonoma and Marin County, actually statewide. That will be at the Artisan Cheese Festival.
Valley Forge
but
Cheese Company.
We have Valley Forge Cheese and Creamery.
Right.
And we are fortunate that we just opened our new marketplace / restaurant. And we have an amazing array of food that, of course, our cheese is implemented in everything that we have. From pastries into our lunch menu.
And beers on tap, too, right?
And we have beers on tap. We have local wines. It's a fun place. We renovated a building. It took us 3.5 years.
Wow.
And we have now been open almost 10 months. It's been incredible.
It's across from Rocker Oysterfellers, right?
Yes, right. Downtown Valley Forge. And open Wednesday through Sunday. Come out and have some lunch. Go to our website, Facebook, Instagram. We usually post a lot of things on there. But we brought, you know, mainly to talk about the Artisan Cheese Festival and our cheeses. And what I brought was all of our cheeses here. And we did a little run through in the beginning, I think, to kind of see what was going to pair. And I think this is where Andy was able to put a few things together. So I'm not sure where, Andy, if we're going to tag team off of this, but
well,
we got
absolutely.
Our farmer's cheese, which is
this
our
last
fresh
one that was on my...
Which one?
It was here.
Oh, that's our Highway 1, so it's really earthy. It's a Fontina style, and it melts like you would not believe. That's what's in our grilled cheeses. So if you come out,
incredible.
you might have the best grilled cheese you've ever had with kimchi in it. And ham.
Even I can make grilled cheese.
And seeded sourdough made in Forestville. So, I mean, we're talking local as we can get. So, but anyway, that's what that is. So you picked the Fontina, our Highway 1.
God, that's good.
So thank you. Thank
and you're
you.
Right, it did melt in my mouth.
Yeah, and it's earthy. It's a wash rind. I think Andy was playing with what that would go
oh, yeah.
with.
Choices.
Andy.
Yeah, normally we would
go with anything.
Go with anything. All right. Well, I've got this Coors in my pocket. I'm kidding. Don't get after me.
Did I call you Anthony?
You can call me Anthony if you want, but that's him.
That's him.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have the greatest hair in
I'm
Sonoma
not, well,
County.
Hang on,
no, you're Andy.
You, see?
You did like
well, you got
see?
Better hair than me.
There you go. All right.
And Mark.
And Mark, yeah.
So what hair guy Anthony is going around pouring right now is actually the Stormquake, which is a Belgian beer, and it's a limited release, so we made one batch, and when it's gone, you know, it's probably gone forever, but I think it works really well. Really neutral malt base, California malt, of course, and then kind of champagne-like, so it works well with a couple of these cheeses, actually.
It is kind of champagne-like.
Yeah, there you go. Did I strike a chord with you?
Yeah, that's okay. Amazing.
Right, kind of like the Brut, but not as dry, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Herlinda, you've only been doing this for 20 years with me. Stay on your mic, please.
Well, I'm trying to look at you at the same time.
It's not a brouhaha unless I give grief to Herlinda.
I know, and
sorry.
I have to give it right back.
I like this with the farmer's cheese, Andy.
Real fresh. Yeah. You were right. You said it was like palate cleansing and fresh and everything. It,
wow.
It does really well with the effervescence, clean palate. Really, really nice.
Seismic in the Barlow. These folks are amazing. Now, Karen, what is... Do you know what this is?
So, the next one, I put them all in order for you. So, on your cracker, though, is your farmer's cheese, but I put a little apricot pepper jelly on there.
All right, let me try that.
So, it's the pepper jelly in our farmer's cheese is like a match made in heaven.
Mm.
Isn't that great?
No.
Again, another local apricot jelly we carry at the shop. Fantastic, and it's the farmer's daughter.
Man.
Yeah, amazing. It's nice.
I could eat that by the spoon.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll leave you a little behind. How's
okay,
that?
Thank you.
I think what we did is he paired the farmers with this last one that kind of has that bubbles and that champagne. Mm-hmm. But then we brought our flagship cheese is the one that you're holding right now is our Estero Gold. That's 6 months old. It's after our watershed that we live in, and it's going to be like a nutty Swiss at 6 months. Just really nutty. Are you getting a little bit of that Swiss, kind of that texture?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
But you need to age it a bit more?
Well, that's what you're going to lead up to. So the next one next to it is going to be our Estero Gold Reserve, which is 18 months, which won Best of Show for California at the commercial competition.
It's my favorite beer pairing cheese.
It seems to be very versatile when it comes to the wine and the beers. And then to top this off, I brought next to the Estero Gold Reserve, the 18-month, I brought you our extra age. It's something that it's 30 months old.
This one.
It is, 30 months old. It just won a silver in Italy at the World Cheese Championships.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so I was pretty fortunate.
Prestigious.
And our cheeses, those are all raw. So you're going to get that seasonality change in them, which is really beautiful. So the grasses in the spring that they're eating may reflect that as it changes and ages. And that is full of, like, the tyrosine, the crystals that are just laced in that aged cheese.
And this has no rind.
I cut it off.
Oh.
I cut it off for you, so you didn't have to do that.
But I eat the rind.
Oh, okay.
That's
all right. So, that is the 30-month-old. And it kind of is in that Parmesan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was August of 2017 that I brought you guys. So, and we have some of it. I'm trying to, like, you know, I wish we had lots and lots of it. But we do it for special events and have it
at
the shop.
It's very Parmesanish.
It is.
I want to.
Hey, there's your domestic
use
Parmesan
this on
right
my
here.
Pasta.
Absolutely.
And you should.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So we serve this at the tap room. Actually, the Estero Gold pairs at our tap room with the with a Megathrust IPA. That's what's actually going around the table right now. Very good pairing. Very very.
Megathrust IPA. Is this a double?
No, single IPA. Sort of tropical. Hops are Mosaic. Simcoe.
An amazing nose, man.
Very tropical, very fruity. Yeah. And it's clear. I know this is radio, but if anybody could see through my microphone, they wouldn't see any haze.
Trust me.
They wouldn't see any haze.
What do you think?
Oh, that's
Mark?
Delicious.
Mark?
Oh, I think it's all their beers are so good. This is a nice fruity flavor. I would think people would expect this to be hazy. But
probably. Yeah. That's a very, very political
these
conversation.
These days, yeah.
We're not going to get into it right now.
But, but it's a great beer.
Wow.
This is great with the Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
beautiful.
This one.
That's one. That's it right there, Steve. You have to try that one.
Now, blue cheese or gorgonzola?
It's a gorgonzola style. Yes.
You made?
We make it.
No
and, and I have
that's
to say,
my favorite.
I have to say, we just placed third in the U.S. Cheese Championships last spring, and the plaque came the day that we opened our new shop.
Oh.
So if that wasn't timing, that is my son. My son is the cheesemaker. And that is his baby, and so is the farmer's cheese.
Oh,
but
I love blue cheese.
A little bit of saltiness with it. It's you know you can doctor that up a little honey on it and pears. It's,
I don't
it's,
need to.
It's fun cheese.
And I was trying that with that beer liqueur, the distilled one with the sweetness with that blue cheese. Do you need a little bit more of that?
Yeah.
Allegedly distilled. I think you're right. I think it is distilled and cut back with something.
Well, because they were making schnapps there as well, beer schnapps, which was almost like Grappa was so strong.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So they have a distillery.
2 ounces.
That's one of the greatest blue cheese.
Oh, you're on the blue cheese.
Ever et.
I'll leave you a nice big slice there for you. How's that?
And yeah, please do. And I'll tell you what, if some people don't like blue cheese necessarily, this one doesn't beat you in the face or the mouth, and it's like it's amazing.
That was the whole idea between that, between doing this cheese, and it's you know it's made with Jersey milk, so it's a really high fat content, and that's what gives that beautiful yellow color too. But there's that a little bit of creaminess. It's really I always want to say like a little silkiness too. But again, it's raw, so it changes with the season. So it'll be extremely yellow in the spring.
Oh, it's raw?
These are all raw.
Interesting.
Cool.
Except for our farmer's cheese, which is you know it's a fresh cheese. So
Jersey what?
Jersey cows, the cute little brown.
Oh, that's a mob gang in Hoboken.
They don't make cheese.
No. Andy Hooper and Anthony the Hair Guy are here from Seismic. Karen Bianchi from the Artisan Cheese Festival. Go ahead and reiterate for everyone what's going on and when and where.
So check the website, though, definitely, for all. There's so many events happening
on that weekend.
And the Facebook
page, too.
Facebook page, Instagram, artisancheesefestival.com. And on Friday, there are tours available. Like I said, some may be sold out. Saturday is going to be also tours, seminars, bites and booze with all the restaurants and breweries. Seismic will be there. And then the marketplace on Sunday at the Grace Pavilion. And that is it's amazing because you get to try. You can buy. All of our cheeses will be there for purchase. But you get to actually get to talk to most everybody that has had their hand.
And how many cheesemakers? They're from everywhere, aren't they?
Oh, they're from everywhere. Yeah, you're going to get some from Central Coast Creamery, Reggie, amazing. You're going to get some from up north. You're going to get some from the Orland area, so statewide, and they'll all be there. And everybody will showcase either their sheep, cow, goat, buffalo, I'm sure will be there, along with everything that accompanies cheese.
Buffalo mozzarella.
Not a bad thing, huh? That's amazing.
I could live on it.
Yeah.
They'll be
not for long, but I could live on it.
It is delicious. It is delicious.
Oh, man. All right. And it's... You need to go to the website to
you
figure
do.
Out.
It's the end of March, that Friday,
happening.
Saturday, Sunday, the 27th through the 29th. And there is so much, and they you know keep improving on it and adding things. And so to get the things that you would like to participate in, definitely check the website and like the Facebook page and come see us all.
And we'll be talking more about it as we do every year. Anthony.
Yes, Steve, I'm here.
You're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm definitely going to be there.
And you will not miss Anthony.
Yeah.
I miss him already, and he hasn't even left yet, but the hair. Coolest thing ever.
I've been told best hair in the beer game.
Yeah. Plus, you can hit a
Mike. Did you get a picture?
An A above middle C, right?
Oh,
Mike,
for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Right now.
Mike put up a picture of Anthony in his hair.
Oh my god!
On our stuff,
it's
so
glorious.
Check it out. It is.
Yeah. And he's a musician. He's a killer musician.
Yeah, we're here to talk beer, not
well, no, wait a minute.
Or yeah.
But his band actually.
I'm actually wearing the shirt right now. I'm wearing the DDS shirt.
No.
I'm sorry. It's happening.
Yeah.
We're plugging
I'm
down dirty shit.
I'm not going to plug it.
Okay. Well, I will. It's awesome. And he can hit notes that shouldn't be human.
We don't have a lot of time, but I really need to hear Herlinda's story about getting out of Europe with
yes.
the coronavirus situation. Go ahead.
So I was judging the national beer competition in Rimini, Italy, which is on the coast, like a little bit near Bologna. Really cool, ancient, 2,000-year-old town.
And weren't you going to fly out of Milan?
I flew round trip into Milan, and I was supposed to fly out of Milan. And I had planned to see see a friend in Zurich and then go out of Milan. And then I had just left Florence, got into Zurich, and suddenly the whole coronavirus hit hard in Italy. I mean, of all things, it wasn't happening while we were in Rimini, while we were judging beer. And then all of a sudden, while I was in Florence, which was empty, I saw the Last Supper. I was able to book it in Milan before, you know, when I first got there, like pretty easily because there was no tourists there. They get a lot of tourists from Asia in Milan. So I was able to get in the Last Supper. Anyway, so I'm in Zurich, and all of a sudden,
do
this
they
hit
feed
hard.
You when you go see that?
At the Last Supper.
I'm sorry.
Fed my soul. It fed my soul. It was amazing.
I can't even imagine.
Oh my God. So the church that the Last Supper was in was hit by the Allies during World War II.
Right.
So it was actually hit by the British or the Americans. And everything around the wall that had the fresco of the Last Supper collapsed. Except for the wall of the Last Supper.
I read that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was incredible. I mean, they said they've done some restoration on the fresco itself, but they didn't have to put anything back together. If you see the pictures, it's unbelievable. So there I was in Zurich, and then and Austria is shutting down all travel, trains, etc., to northern Italy. Zurich is right over the border, about 3.5-hour train ride from Milan.
And Italy got hurt bad.
They got hit pretty badly, and we were watching the news like crazy. So I'm calling American Airlines going, look, do you guys really want me to go back to Italy, back to Milan, and get on your plane when I'm already here in Zurich? Just put me on a plane, you know, in Zurich. I'm 30 minutes from the airport. And they were giving me a hard time about it. They wanted like $2,000 to switch at first. And I said, okay, so does this make any sense? We're either going to quarantine the plane when we land at SFO, or they're going to cancel the flights, or Switzerland's going to close the borders, and there's going to be no way for me to get to Milan. And finally, they realized this is a big, big deal, because then by the time that they finally switched my flight, there was 4 deaths in Italy. And that's when they finally switched my plane. And then, so I land in Sonoma County, open my phone, and the first thing I see is that someone with the coronavirus from the cruise ships had just been moved to Sonoma County Hospital.
Can we agree that coronavirus is offensive to brewers? Can we just call it the Kung Flu? Is that all right with everybody?
COVID-19.
So you did fly out of Zurich?
So I ended up flying out of Zurich. To SFO, and they put it a lot cheaper, a lot cheaper than they said that they wanted it originally.
And obviously you weren't quarantined in San
Francisco. I wasn't quarantined. The only time I had my temperature checked was actually when I landed in Milan. They checked our temperature when we got off the plane, but that was a week and a half before anybody died and before they even found it in Italy. And so we're checking our temperatures, but they didn't check us in London. They didn't check us in Zurich. They did question that I had been in Milan, you know, but it had been long enough before that. And then when I landed in SFO, there was people with masks. But I'll tell you what, all the airports were really quiet. Florence,
yeah, that's what we've heard.
Was super quiet. We had the entire plaza to ourselves. Sat for dinner in the Piazza Signorina, right by the Uffizi Galleria, and had dinner. And I couldn't believe that there was nobody there.
All right, I'm getting signals from Mike, my producer. I want to thank Andy Hooper from Seismic and Anthony, the hair guy. Karen Bianchi, I'm sorry, from the
Artisan Italian
Cheese Festival coming up, and we'll be talking more about that. You should come in, Karen, excuse me, with Clark Wolf before the event begins.
We'll do it. Absolutely.
We'll do that.
I know Clark. Let's do it.
Of course.
Okay.
He's our culinary commodore.